Welcome to this special episode of Decentralized TV called The Replacements. I'm Mike Adams here with an important message that, yes, the plan is to replace you and I and all of us, or nearly all of us, with automation, that is AI agents for software and desk jobs, but then AI robotics over the next few years to replace the vast majority of human labor. Now, I have a music video that I'm releasing right now on this very subject, and the video is called The Replacements. Originally, I released an earlier version of this song back last year, but I updated the lyrics for 2026, and then I actually used local AI and local infrastructure to render the music video to demonstrate how rapidly AI technology is advancing, even at the local level. So I want you to take a look at this music video called The Replacements and understand that everything you're about to see was rendered in my own mini data center. In fact, this was rendered on a 6000 Pro NVIDIA card using Minimax H3. All of the prompts were driven by a Qwen 27B through some special director programs that I wrote that actually do the scene-by-scene planning and execution of it and reference images and so on. But this entire music video was done locally. Take a look. We'll continue on the other side.
Trucks at night, the agents code with perfect sight. No worker breaks, no sick days, no raises and no holiday pay. Big tech grows richer by the hour, consolidating all the power. The automated age has come, but where do we go when we're done? Here come the replacements, facing our displacement. This digital debasement will lead to our enslavement. They work without complaint, our strength grows.
Cosmic waves approaching fast. How long can any human last? When cognition bows to code and flesh no longer shares the load. Unemployed and unemployable, neurologically unreliable. Homes and dreams foreclosed and sold. It ends as we've been. Just replacements in the end.
Okay, welcome back. I hope you found that eye-opening, a little bit intense, perhaps. The message is very clear, in case you're curious sort of what I meant by that, because I directed that whole music video. I wanted to show a real world young man, a worker. That's why he's wearing the high-vis vest, the worker's outfit there. I want to show a worker on the city street where the future is projected as videos onto the walls of the physical buildings. So that's why you see all those videos of the robots and the robot soldiers and the robot surgeons and everything projected on the walls of the buildings as our character, the singer, is moving through the city and pointing and commenting and ultimately, you know, resisting the robot takeover. And at one point in the video, you'll see human shadows projected onto the wall as well, which has another significant meaning, because so much of modern humanity is kind of devolving into a shadow of what humanity used to be. So there's a danger in relying too much on AI and giving up your own thinking capabilities. And that's especially a very high danger with younger generations who haven't yet learned how to think, how to create. They don't have the experience that those of us who are older have. And when you and I grew up, I'm assuming those of you watching this are not in your 20s or 30s. Maybe some of you are. But for those who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, when you grew up, we didn't have AI. I mean, we barely had computers. And for many of us, we didn't even have the internet. So we had to learn how to do our own thinking. We had to learn how to solve problems ourselves using this local compute right here instead of the you know, laptops and GPUs and so on. We have a you know, human brains, and that's all we had to work with. So we work with that. Today's youth, they don't even need to use their brains for many tasks. So they just ask AI to do it. And that's the real danger, that as they grow up, well, they become shadows of what humanity used to be. And it's interesting that when I am processing documents for my AI engines to use as reference material, such as brightanswers.ai, when you ask it a question, it will use our research database in-house that accesses hundreds of millions of pages of documents that we have curated. And some of those documents include newspapers from the 1950s, by the way. And what I noticed in processing these documents from the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s is that peak human cognition was roughly between 1955 and 1975, at least in the United States. That was the peak. That was when just reading a daily newspaper required what today would be considered like a master's degree level of a college education. But back in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, that was an everyday person skill set. The vocabulary was more complex. The concepts were more complex. A front page newspaper would have like 12 columns, just super dense on text. Whereas today, it's just one giant photo of Trump declaring victory and, you know, words written for fifth graders, because that's what America, the average intelligence, has devolved into a shadow of what we used to be. And of course, back in the 1970s, engineers had slide rules and they could do calculations with a little sliding mechanical device that I don't even know how to use that. But they could also do math very proficiently in their heads. And today those skills are almost universally lost. So the promise of AI is that it can augment highly intelligent people by amplifying their goals and their processes to accomplish the things that they want to plan out and control. So for example, the way I rendered this music video, the idea of the music video came from my brain. I wanted it to look that way. I told the AI the scenes, the cityscape, the character, you know, details, the song, the words, the lyrics, everything. And then it did the work for me. So I didn't have to hire an animator, etc. It did the work for me. So that's the positive promise of AI. The negative side is that some people will lean on it. And we see this in graduate schools right now, like MBAs or university degrees, etc. A lot of students will lean on AI to do their homework for them. So they're not learning anything. And they're not graduating with an MBA. They're graduating with a ChatGPT MBA, which is valueless, you know, because they didn't work through any problems themselves. And I've seen that. I've seen that firsthand because I know some people going through MBA programs in Texas. And the stories they tell me about some of the other students just using ChatGPT to do all their work is just unbelievable. And they're graduating. They're graduating from major Texas universities with MBA degrees, and they don't know anything. I mean, I'm serious. I don't want to name the university that I know of that's doing that, but just trust me, it's widespread. Just because somebody has an MBA doesn't mean they know a damn thing about how to actually run a business. It could just be totally ChatGPT. And that's going to increasingly happen across, you know, many different degrees. It's going to happen in law. It's going to happen in engineering. It's already taken over customer service, et cetera. And those people who say that AI won't take jobs or that AI doesn't work or that it won't replace any human jobs, I'm sorry, those people are just flatly ignorant. They have no idea what they're talking about. They probably don't use AI. Or if they did use it, they used it, you know, 3 years ago and they thought that's where it is today, and it's nothing like 3 years ago, not even close. In fact, today you can run on your desk. I mean, I have a laptop right here. Can you show this in the shot? This is from Above Book, this laptop right here. And I haven't yet, I need to actually put a model on it to run it and show you, but this has a GPU in it, and what I can run on my desk today is better than what was high-end, very expensive cloud computing just 2 years ago. And if I had a bigger tower here, I could run on my desk today what was considered state-of-the-art 9 months ago from ChatGPT or Anthropic. And that gap is actually getting smaller and smaller, where probably 6 months from now, the open source models on your desk will be able to do things that are only maybe, you know, 4 months behind the frontier models that are cloud-based models. So this collapse of that gap means that you can now access incredible compute on your own hardware, on your own desk. Now, granted, the hardware is getting a lot more expensive. That's true. But the fact that you can run it on your desk means that suddenly all these corporations across America and around the world are going to be able to automate many, many business tasks. And that's going to lead to job loss. A lot of job replacements will happen because of that. And it will start, well, it's already begun in the white-collar sectors of the economy. But it will spread like wildfire over the next 2 years across, you know, corporate America. Desk jobs, just like I showed in that music video, desk jobs will be largely wiped out. Like anything that you can do, you know, I have a mouse, I have a keyboard, I have a laptop. Okay, the computer itself, and both of these happen to be Linux systems, the computer itself doesn't know that I'm human on the operating side here, that I'm using the keyboard, I'm using the mouse, and it's displaying stuff, but it doesn't know I'm a human. I could be a software agent on the system, running the mouse, doing the clicks, reading the pages, and the monitor could be off, you know? The computer, again, doesn't know the difference between a human and something like a Hermes agent running processing. So as more and more people become familiar in the corporate world with the feature set of AI and how easy it is to automate many, many different steps of processing or decision-making, whether it's inventory management or writing reports or aggregating data or whatever people do in their jobs, all of that, or nearly all of that, will be automated within the next 3 years, let's say, roughly. Not 100%, but a lot of it. And so, yes, that will displace tens of millions of jobs in America alone, with hundreds of millions around the world, if not more. Now, some of you might say, yeah, we know, but that's going to open up new job opportunities for people who can run the AI agents. And that's true. There's a lot of truth to that. But there are only so many sort of top-level managers. There's only so many positions because there's only so many product concepts or service concepts that have value in our economy. It's not an unlimited economy. There's a limited marketplace. I mean, you can use AI to create videos, to create, you know, graphics, to create content, and I'm using it for those things every day. But there's only so much human attention in the economy. This is really an attention economy. And so there's not an unlimited number of viewers. So everybody who's saying, well, you know, AI is going to open up the world and everybody will be making movies and everybody will be instantly wealthy and successful because everybody's a filmmaker. Yeah, not everybody. There's not enough people watching everybody's films to make that a reality. Because human attention is the thing that AI cannot replicate at this point. We are in the attention economy. Attention from other humans is what matters because it's humans that make the spending decisions currently. But that's going to shift. Over time, and this is more like a 3 to 10 year window, AI agentic systems will themselves be increasingly surfing the web and making economic decisions on behalf of the people that they work for. So for example, online shopping. A person will say to an agent, hey, go on to Amazon, and I want you to find all this organic food and check all the ingredients and make sure it doesn't contain, you know, MSG or derivatives, things like that. And you know, get me all the stuff that I need to make meals for the next 4 weeks or something and plan the meals. And here's what I like and here's what I don't like, etc. So AI is very good at those kinds of things. And it will be able to go online and shop on Amazon or your grocery store or even shop with our store, healthrangerstore.com, if you want the ultra clean organic superfoods, right? And I mean, in fact, we're working on making our store more AI friendly so that the AI agents can read the products and read the ingredients and read the lab test results that we're now publishing for our products, healthrangerstore.com, if you want to see those. So AI will be making those decisions and AI will be in control of the transactions. At that point, that leads us to what's called the dead internet, where then you have AI agents that are building websites, that are building content to appeal mostly to other AI agents, not to humans, because the humans have delegated that to the AI. So now, and there's already a payment mechanism. I think it's, is it called a 402? I think it is. There's a payment mechanism to charge AI agents to access your content where it's paid in a stablecoin. That's in place right now, and some people are using that. Some people are actually earning money doing that and selling content to other AI agents. That economy is going to explode big time. And then the question becomes, what content is useful to AI? And the answer to that depends on what the humans are telling the AI to do, like do research or do shopping or solve this problem. Find me solutions for this thing, this goal that I want to achieve. Like, oh, I want to set up a solar system. You know, what's the best way to do that? What are the secrets? What are the pitfalls? They'll send their AI agents out to the internet and like find all the answers to this and then find the best kit and where I can buy it and just purchase it and have it shipped and everything. And the agents will do all of that. Again, that's called the dead internet. The human isn't even looking at the web pages or clicking on the shopping cart or whipping out a credit card to do the transaction. It's all handled by AI. So then your question might be, well, what are humans going to be doing then, aside from giving instructions to their AI agents? Well, a lot of humans are going to be trying to figure out how to make enough money to survive, because their jobs will have been taken by that time. Millions, tens of millions, just in the U.S. alone, will have their jobs displaced as these agents are able to do those things that humans once did. One of the safest zones of employment will be public sector jobs, government jobs, which are already in, to a large degree, many of them are already just sort of milking the system. They're not really accomplishing much. They don't have much efficiency. They're just collecting, you know, huge paychecks. This is true in California, especially, and massive pensions without really contributing nearly as much to society as they should based on how much money they're collecting. Well, those public sector jobs are going to be relatively safe because they don't require efficiency. But eventually AI will creep into even public sector jobs, especially as the debt situation begins to really implode. And a lot of these agencies will be forced to shift over to AI. So yes, the replacements will begin in the private sector, but then they will move to the public sector over time. And sadly, a lot of public sector workers, they have long forgotten how to do anything useful, and they'll be out on their asses on the street wondering, you know, how do I pay rent, or, you know, how do I afford to eat, etc. And there's going to be a lot of former private sector workers in that same boat as well. So the situation is going to become rather, you know, rather dire for a lot of people. Now, Elon Musk and the establishment say that no worries, they're going to give you money for free. I mean, he's just going to give you money all the time. And they're going to call it a universal basic income, a UBI, or a universal high income, which, if you'd run the math on that, it doesn't work. Effectively, if you give everybody a universal high income, you're going to have to print about $1 trillion a month through the Federal Reserve or the Treasury, $1 trillion a month, and hand that out to the people who are not paying taxes because they're not working, people who are not contributing, you know, cognitively or otherwise to any kind of productivity, because the AI agents took over whatever they did for a fraction of the cost and with greater accuracy and greater efficiency, et cetera. So if you start printing $1 trillion a month, what happens to the national debt? Well, obviously, you know, we're at 40 trillion right now. That doesn't even count future, you know, entitlement payouts, where we're almost at $200 trillion. But if you start adding $1 trillion a month, then of course, nobody in the world is going to want to buy U.S. treasuries. So treasury yields will have to either rise substantially, which will break the whole U.S. debt system, or the U.S. will have to print its own money to buy its own debt, which will, of course, lead into a debt spiral of hyperinflation, which means that the people receiving the universal high income who thought, hey, it's awesome, we're getting $100,000 a year free from the government just for being human, they're going to find out that $100,000 doesn't buy jack anymore, because hamburger is like $500 a pound or something. You know, that's where this can go. And your old Social Security check won't amount to beans. You know, I mean, your monthly check might buy a cup of coffee. We're talking about Weimar Germany scenarios here. So that is why, if you do the math on this, you come to the realization that literally the only solution of our modern government is, and this is true for governments around the world, but especially Western governments, the only solution is for them to kill off their own people. They're doing this in Western Europe. They're doing this in Canada with the medical euthanasia laws now. They can just murder you in a hospital. Your doctor can murder you. It's perfectly legal in Canada. Of course, the abortion industry continues to murder unborn human children. But more importantly, in the United States, Trump is running Operation Warp Speed 2.0. They're rolling out mRNA. Over 40 vaccines are mRNA in development now. The FDA has already, quote, approved the mRNA flu shot, despite any real testing, there's been no serious clinical trial testing whatsoever. There's no safety profile for this. They're rolling it out, targeting people 55 years and older. Why? Because those are the people they want to kill first. Because those are the people who collect retirement benefits and Social Security and Medicare, et cetera, and pensions. So that's who they want to kill first, but that's not only who they want to kill. They need to kill a much larger demographic of American people as the replacements come in to take your jobs, both a cognitive and then eventually labor jobs. So there are hidden mechanisms for the mass culling or depopulation, such as mRNA vaccines, but also pesticides, also chemtrails. But then there are more blunt methods, such as starting World War III and having a draft and recruiting all the young men and some women to go die in a foreign land. This is what's happened in Ukraine already. Who knows how many young Ukrainian men are already gone, and the Ukraine population, the ability to reproduce, has been wrecked for generations to come because of that. This is also beginning to happen in European countries, the UK, Germany in particular. I think Poland is sending out notices to its people. There may be a draft, there may be a war. And in the United States, they're having, you know, mandatory draft registration and talking about, although not law yet, but talking about drafting women as well. And they know that if they can draft young men and women into the war, then they can send them off to die and they can keep the war going by never really, you know, never actually ending it, but just making sure that all the young men and women are killed off by Russia or Iran or China. And China may be the next venue for this. It's to start a war with China, use Taiwan as a staging proxy like they've done with Ukraine, and then send millions of young Americans to die in Taiwan fighting China, with the real goal to be to both try to weaken China, but mostly to eliminate younger populations in the United States so that you don't have people rising up out of impoverishment as their jobs and their futures are stolen from them through automation. You see why the timing of all of this is converging right now? The robotics technology is becoming very advanced. The AI technology is very advanced. And again, I use it every single day. I mean, I am a turbo user of AI technology at the local level. I'm vibe coding every day. I'm running, I mean, you wouldn't believe it if I told you, hundreds and hundreds of concurrent lanes of Qwen 27B right now as I'm recording this and doing all kinds of tasks. So I'm going to continue to use AI. But the average American out there is just going to be on the target list by the establishment to say, we don't need you anymore, or the government doesn't want you to exist because they don't want you to end up impoverished and then angry and revolting and rising up against the government. So in order to shore up their own power, they will mass exterminate even billions of people. And that's the goal. So we have now entered the mass extermination agenda. And I've even pointed out one of these binary weapons is to first inject you with mRNA shots, which unleashes these spike toxins in your blood, which weakens your genetic repair capability. And then they will unleash nuclear war with a radioisotope fallout that causes DNA damage through ionization, through the creation of hydroxyl radicals in your cell cytoplasm, etc. These damage your DNA in the nucleus. I've done a whole course about how to survive that, and that course is called Unbreakable. And that course continues to run right now at brightu.com, and it's free to watch. One chapter runs each day. You can either go to brightu.com to watch that course, or you can go to geneticsurvival.com, which is where it will be after the course finishes running. And we'll rerun it again on BrightU probably in a few months. We'll see. I may have to do some updates to the course. But the course teaches you how to grow your own targeted medicine that will allow your body to repair DNA damage, extreme damage, double strand breaks. That's where both strands of the DNA break. A double strand break. There's a single strand break that's easier to repair. There are DNA lesions. There are excisions. There are translocations where chunks of another chromosome get inserted into this chromosome. There are all kinds of different ways. There are adductions. There are, you know, oxidation effects, all kinds of things. But your body can repair them all if you have the knowledge. And so what I'm doing right now is I'm using AI to teach you to share the information through this course and other means. And the entire course was illustrated by AI, by the way. Although I'm presenting the entire course, so it's all my voice recording. But what you see on the screen is AI-generated graphics that are illustrating what I'm saying. And the AI engine actually had to listen to my talk and then organize it and illustrate, and there's 450 slides in the course. So I'm using AI in order to help humanity survive what's coming. So that's a positive use of AI, and I'm trying to reach as many people as I can. And I appreciate your support, and I appreciate you spreading the word about this. So tell people about brightvideos.com, where perhaps you're watching this. Tell people about geneticsurvival.com and my main website, naturalnews.com. And I will keep you posted so that you and I can survive the replacements because it has begun. It's not a joke. It's not an exaggeration. This is the last chapter for billions of human beings on our planet today, if the globalists get their way. So thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams. Stay informed, protect yourself, and take care. If you'd like to help support us, check out all of the affiliate deals I put together for you at rangerdeals.com. And if you go there, you'll see I have selected, I've done due diligence on all of these affiliates. There's really not that many, but we have partners like Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson, Ness's Organic CBDA Hemp Extract, Above Phone Models that are de-Googled phones, Red Life, here's the peptide company, Limitless, you know, Petmectin, and so much more, including the Satellite Phone Store, VP.net. And for almost all of these, you can use discount code RANGER here, or sometimes it's something else like Brighteon 50, but normally the discount code is RANGER, which will save you something on these deals. Now, we do earn a little bit off of these affiliate deals, but it's no additional cost to you, and it helps support our platform and our work for humanity, including our AI projects that offer free open source knowledge in multiple languages. You can check those out at brightlearn.ai and brightanswers.ai. So thank you for supporting us. Check out rangerdeals.com anytime you want to save money on really high-end products and solutions that I personally endorse. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for watching.